sing Hallelujah. Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia. It's 6:48.
I don't know if this is saying something about my mental state, but I feel like there's nothing worse in the world than being weighed in public.
Oh my God, yeah. Why would you ever do that in public?
Oh, it's such a terrible situation. Like, back when you were at school and you were doing, like, PE, there was one occasion I remember distinctly where they were like, we're going to calculate BMIs today.
Oh, well, let's really ruin people's days.
Yeah, and make kids jump on scales, and I was a slightly bigger child, so it was a daunting experience. But even now, when you go to do things like, I don't know, hot air ballooning in Canal Yard, they need to know your rough weight so that they can adjust things. And
or skydiving as well, when we did that.
Yes, the indoor skydiving. Exactly. It can be a really daunting thing, which is maybe why a campaign by a Chinese restaurant didn't take off. Because they were proposing to weigh patrons as they entered the restaurant. So they could then suggest the foods and serving sizes that would be appropriate for that diner.
I don't know if that's right. I don't think it is.
It's an interesting choice.
But why? Why for...
It was a part of a campaign that was actually brought in by the Chinese government to try to combat food waste.
Oh, okay, right.
Because apparently they waste roughly 17 to 18 million tonnes of food in 2015. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of food. That's enough to feed 30 to 50 million individuals annually. Mm-hmm. So they thought, how are we going to come in? So the president launched the Clean Plate campaign to address that, and this restaurant were like, well, great, we're going to jump on board that. Mm-hmm. We're going to look at you, weigh you, tell you you'll probably eat this much, and hopefully by catering to that, we won't have food wastage and leftover food on plates when you leave the restaurant.
But it then requires weighing people in public.
It's also making some pretty big assumptions.
Oh my God, yeah.
Like looking at someone who's, you know, thin and going, oh, you won't eat much, we'll just serve you up a little plate.
I was like, but what if they're like athletes and they need that extra, and they need to eat a lot or something?
I know. When I go to Dum Dum Dumpling, I'm smashing heaps of food.
I think
I'm an athlete, as you say.
I think that restaurant has come up with, like, nearly a good idea. Nearly.
Nearly.
I
wouldn't have expected you to say this.
No, I'm not still thinking, like, they need to weigh the people that are coming to the restaurant.
Yeah.
I think what they need to do is, order whatever you like.
Yeah.
But whatever is left on the plate, you can then add on to the bill as, like, a surcharge that as food wastage, because that's what they're trying to combat, isn't it?
Yeah, but, I mean, obviously that's giving financial compensation, but is that really tackling the issue of food going into the bin?
But then that'll stop people from ordering too much, because if they know they're not going to finish it, then they're going to be charged for not finishing it.
Yeah, I suppose so. Like, whereas I'd go to Dum Dum now and I'd get, like, a plate of dumplings to myself and a main meal as well.
Yeah, right.
And then I'd probably have to take some of it home.
Yeah.
Whereas if there was some kind of surcharge for what you didn't eat, I would probably just get the main meal or get the dumplings.
Exactly. So, I mean, but then there are some people who would order more conservatively from that. Or there's people like me who was like, challenge accepted.
Oh, my God.
Like, okay, dumplings, main meal, let's do this.
If I leave anything on this plate, I'm a loser.
And then on top of that, it's going to be like, I need to finish this meal in order to afford the meal.
Not just because I'm a little bit of a eater.
I was wondering what word you were going to use, and I was going to contact HR.
I'm saying in that specific circumstance, don't be so sensitive.
A song that describes Gia the monster, Hit 105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.